Welcome to The Interview Chair. My name is Jimmy Casas and I am your host. Are you an educator who is currently feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, or wondering if you can continue to do this work? Visualize yourself back in the interview chair. You are genuine, sincere, and full of passion. You convinced the group of people that you were the best person for the job and you believed it. That is the real you. Thank you for joining me as I take you back to the interview chair to remind you of why you wanted to become an educator. Welcome to episode 48 of the interview chair, 5 benefits of using frameworks. I am thrilled about the positive response to our upcoming virtual conference for classroom paraprofessionals that will be held on May 2nd. Now let's make sure we pour into those who pour into our classroom teachers and students by supporting their professional growth as educators. Your paras will get to listen to 6 inspiring keynotes on the following topics: championing for students, navigating behavioral challenges, supporting diverse learners, assessments, active supervision, and differentiated discipline. You will also get access to the recording for 8 months until December 31st, 2024. This will be perfect for reigniting your current staff, but it will also be great for onboarding all of your new hires this spring and this summer. Feel free to reach out directly if you have any questions about the event. You can register your teams today at jimmycasas.com. We hope you will join us on May 2nd. Now, on with today's episode. So the story goes that 2 lumberjacks, an older one and a younger one, were both known for their expertise and speed. Both were fearless lumberjacks and could clear big trees swiftly out of a forest. One day, the younger man challenged the older one to a contest to see who could cut down the most trees in a day. The next day, the contest began and both men set out with their axes and went to work. The younger man began in earnest, chopping down one tree after another without stopping. One tree after the other fell, both men using their skill with an axe to cut down many trees. About midday, the younger man noticed that the older lumberjack chopped trees for about an hour and then took a 15-minute break. He laughed that the older man could not keep up with him, needing that break to rest. At the end of the day, when the felled trees were counted, the older lumberjack had chopped down 1/3 more trees than the younger lumberjack. Puzzled, the younger lumberjack asked the older, "Now how could you, taking a break every hour, cut down more trees than I did, cutting nonstop all day?" The older lumberjack responded, "Because when I stopped and you thought I was taking a break, I was actually sharpening my axe." Many of us are trying to teach and lead with dull axes. How many of us are carrying those dull axes into the school building alone? Frequently, teachers, principals, and superintendents who are teetering on burnout find themselves trying to do too much on their own and have convinced themselves that they are the only ones who either can do the work, will do the work, or are worried that they will lose their team if they ask them to do one more thing. This becomes even more common among educators who are working in smaller schools, rural schools, and isolated districts. Staff shortages are a real challenge many schools and districts face today. So, today, many are approaching the boundary line of isolation and burnout and worry about their ability to function productively due to limited resources. If you find yourself feeling this way, it may be beneficial to recalibrate your approach and seek new ways to leverage the talent of others. Now, remember when you sat in that interview chair and you were asked how you would protect yourself from taking too much on and burning out? You stated how you couldn't do the work by yourself and shared ways in which you would invite others to lead with you in order to build their capacity as leaders. Well, if you're struggling with asking others to do more when they have already been burdened with so much, close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself back in the interview chair. See it differently. You're not assigning or delegating more tasks or work. You are partnering with your staff, colleagues, and teammates, and leaning into one another. Our work is not about the direction, but rather the redirection. And we are going to have to redirect our resources and partner with them to get a better result. When we as a school community sharpen our axes together rather than isolation, it can create an uplifting feeling of joy, a revelation that together we can accomplish more than we thought possible and not be exhausted. Your team needs a win to keep hope alive, a hope for a better result. My experience has shown me that depleted people can become re-energized quickly when they see their efforts produce results. And when those results are achieved together, it catapults your team to new heights, bringing about a surge of newfound energy and a belief that we can do it all over again. Now, I've shared many times my own personal struggles during my tenure as a school principal. In my early years, I hadn't yet developed a strategy for how to direct or redirect my staff. Instead, I chose to take that burden on myself. Each day felt like I was simply spinning my wheels. I would take a look at my to-do list and check off the things I had accomplished that day before adding a plethora of new items for the next day. And maybe you can relate to that. I often measured my daily success by how many items I could get through each day. Eventually, this, quote, system that I put in place became my routine and eventually my obsession, which eventually led to my burnout. I knew I needed to make a change, but I didn't know where to begin. So I reached out and asked for help from a great mentor and coach. During our first meeting, he asked me the following question. Jimmy, when you walk into a school each day, what framework do you lead from? Now, I had never been asked such a question. Confused, I responded that typically I use my calendar to structure my day and worked off my to-do list. But where do you draw that from, he asked. What do you mean, I responded. Well, what type of leader do you want to be? Now, these simple questions eventually transformed the way I began to look at my role as a principal. With his help, I began to think differently about how I wanted to lead and what that would look like. And for the first time in my 12-year career at that point, I developed a framework to not only help me think differently as a leader, but more importantly, behave differently as a leader. Now, a message about IXL. Over 1 million teachers use IXL in their classrooms every day for one reason. They love it. IXL makes the magic happen in classrooms. Why is IXL so special? Well, IXL is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform for K-12. It empowers schools with a complete curriculum, thousands of instructional resources, robust reporting, and assessment data. IXL saves teachers valuable time with ready-made plans aligned to their standards and textbooks. Built-in engagement tools like custom competitions make learning fun for students. Dr. Trujillo, a district superintendent, says, for the teacher, IXL opens up the door to be a lot more effective and provide more differentiated instruction. Empower your teachers with the tools and insights they need to enhance instruction, all in one single, easy-to-use platform. Get started today at IXL.com. Let's get back to today's episode. Over the next 10 years, as I continue to evolve and mature as a leader, I learned that processes and frameworks help me bring a better version of myself to the plethora of challenges I continue to face. But now they didn't seem quite so daunting. The issues seemed more manageable, less intense, and didn't wear me down as they had in the past. I had finally learned that utilizing frameworks came with benefits that helped me lead differently. So here are 5 ways that frameworks help me develop as a leader. Number 1, frameworks help me slow down. Educators, regardless of their roles, live in a fast-paced world. We tend to move quickly from one thing to another. And when we move quickly, we can get sloppy. That sloppiness can create a plethora of undercurrents for us, causing us to get sidetracked and lose our focus. The recovery time needed to repair the damage caused by our decisions can weigh heavily on us. The job is hard enough as it is without creating more issues for ourselves, so let's slow down and do our best to avoid what I call recovery mode. Number 2, frameworks force me to be more intentional. It's easy to fall into the trap of using a lack of time as an excuse not to get back to close the loop on our communication or relationships with those within our school communities. Every time we fail to circle back and follow up, we lose a little bit of trust with those who depend on us to lead our classrooms, our schools, our districts, etc. Number 3, frameworks brought clarity to my expectations. When we fail to be clear with those with whom we lead regarding how they are to behave, the fallout can be detrimental. How can we expect others to perform at their highest levels when we are not clear what we expect of them? The last thing we need is for our students or staff members to be confused, stressed, or worried about what we need them to do. If this practice becomes the norm, it can cause others to hesitate and eventually lose confidence. Number 4, frameworks help me become more predictable. Predictable? Yes, predictable. And I think that's a good thing. When people no longer have to try and figure out what we expect of them or wonder how we would feel about their decisions or responses, it begins to build a level of capacity and autonomy where others believe they have the permission to lead without fear of making mistakes. Number 5, frameworks allowed me to have more influence. All of the previous steps combined, slowing down, being intentional, having clear expectations, and being predictable, when combined and utilized effectively, can allow us to have a greater opportunity to influence the very people we're trying to influence to behave in ways that align with our values. As educators, we all know the challenges that exist within our roles. We can become consumed with all the worries, whether we are a first-year beginning teacher or leader or seasoned veteran. When it comes to the success of any high-performing culture, I believe that we all play a major role. Although no one person should have to carry that banner alone, teachers and leaders must recognize that the processes and frameworks that they put into place can make a significant difference in the climate and culture of a classroom or a building. The question is simple. When you walk into your classroom or building tomorrow, what framework will you teach or lead from? Will you focus on your to-do list or focus on your to-be list? I hope you now see it differently, and more importantly, you begin to teach and lead differently. My friends, it is time to recalibrate. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you will join me each week as I take you back to the interview chair. Because I know this, that when you sat in that interview chair, that, my friends, was the best version of you. Be sure to check out my website at jimmycosses.com/theinterviewchair for links, resources, and show notes. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @Casas_Jimmy. If you enjoyed today's show from the interview chair, subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts to ensure you never miss an episode.